Now, the presidential race comes in a time of bitter partisan politics. So much political conversation is predictable. You can look at somebody's party label and often know what they will say. But look more closely, and you do find debates within the parties. This week, New York Magazine published essays by two men who each critique their own party's activists, and we'll hear both this week, starting with David Frum. This former speechwriter for President George W. Bush wrote an article headlined, "When did the GOP lose touch with reality?" What do you mean when you say your party has lost touch with reality?
I mean, we are in a serious economic downturn, maybe edging into a global depression, threatened by a new wave of financial crisis in Europe. We've got 25 million people who want full-time work who don't have it. These are overwhelming concerns. When you have a party that is unable to see this issue and unable to see it for what it is, and that it has its own definition of what are the facts of the matter, and that insists on regarding the budget deficit, which is not a small problem, but is the overwhelming problem, and the employment problem as secondary, that's a disconnect.
You said your party insists on having its own facts. What's an example of that?
One of the things that is just taken for granted, for example, at a lot of these Republican debates, is that one of the reasons that the recovery has been so slow from the crisis of 2008-09 is because, of course, the economy is burdened by taxes and regulation. But taxes are not higher than they were in October of 2008. They're lower, as a matter of fact. And the total rate of tax collection from the economy is at 14% now, which is a rate last seen during the Truman administration.
I want to be clear on where you stand here for people, because you have said you're no fan of President Obama.
No.
You have a conservative record. You served as a speechwriter in the administration of George W. Bush.
I voted against President Obama in 2008, and I expect to vote against him in 2012. I think his response to this crisis has been lacking, and that's a subject I write about a lot on my website. In a crisis like this, you need a very strong and forceful president, and I don't see Barack Obama as having been that president.
But with that said, how did so many members of your party get involved with what you describe as an ever more fantasy-based ideology?
Well, I suggest a couple of reasons in the article as to the origins of this problem. One is, look, we are moving into a period of austerity politics, where we're all going to lose something. So as we are trying to get out of debt, the different groups in the society become more and more agitated with each other. The big winners under the American fiscal system are the rich, who pay some of the lowest taxes anywhere in the world, the old, who are the main beneficiaries of the American social service state, farmers, rural people. These are Republican constituencies. So the party is trapped. Its ideology calls for reducing the state's take, and yet its voters are the people who get the state's take or who are lightly taxed by the state. So that's one thing. The second thing is, I think we're moving into a period of intensifying ethnic competition. White America, and we've got all kinds of polling data on this, is the most pessimistic, worried, fearful group. People most likely to say, I think my children's future will be worse than mine. And I think the sense that the competition is going to intensify, and it's symbolized by a president with an exotic name and with an exotic background. So I think that plays into it. And the third thing is the effect of the new conservative media that create an environment in which you can have a different set of facts from other people. And if you are somebody who consumes Fox and consumes talk radio and gets your news from conservative blogs, and more people do that, or reads the Wall Street Journal editorial page, you get a different set of facts to work from than people who don't live in that environment.
What do you say to conservatives who tell you, and I'm sure they have, look, you're nitpicking here. We're facing an existential threat to the country. This president is destroying America. Look at the gigantic debt, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Look, we do face a tremendous set of problems. But to concentrate all of the things you fear on the person of this one president, that's maybe the first mistake of all. I think the president's overwhelmed. I think he's not the man for the job. But he's not leading the country on the path to socialist ruin as a matter of policy intention. And the danger of thinking so, that's a very powerful way to mobilize followers and to raise money, and I get that. But it also traps you, because when you mobilize people to that extent, the leaders find themselves unable to lead. And we saw that happen most dramatically this summer with the crisis over the debt ceiling, where suddenly Republicans who desperately wanted to make a deal, who understood the consequences, they were terrified and they wanted a deal and they couldn't, because they had a wall of people behind them that would not allow them to step back.
Conservative commentator David Frum is the author of books and articles, including one in New York Magazine called When Did the GOP Lose Touch with Reality? Thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
And tomorrow we will hear a critique of liberal activists from New York Magazine's Jonathan Chait.